Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Butcher, banker, drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Time for the morning show, Monday edition of the show. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by Seth.
Good morning.
Laura.
Hello.
And the best listeners in radio.
Thanks.
Yay, thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a great start to your day, your week out there. We're going to kick things off the way we like to around here with our good friend Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. Happy first day of fall, y'all.
Oh, yes. Yes. Nice.
Wanted to wish you a very happy fall equinox. How are you enjoying it so far, Brittany?
So far, it's been a little dreary, right?
Yeah, I was wondering about the state.
I'm like, oh gosh, what a dark day, but we'll get through it.
We have a beautiful week ahead. Is it more a way for you to celebrate with the dreary, or if it was just like normal or whatever normal is outside, everything would be kind of boring?
Isn't this normal for fall?
I don't know. As I was saying, what is normal?
Who knows?
Well, in Wisconsin, like, I don't know.
Especially, there
is a normal real weather right now.
Right. Well, I feel like we're turning to spooky season, right? We've got those thick fog mornings, and even in early evening, it's starting to creep in. So I think that's the fall feel, and Mother Nature is matching it right now.
Nice.
Because we do have more fog later tonight and again tomorrow morning, but rain mixed in there. Right now, a front has stalled across us pretty much right there. That's why we saw those showers and storms roll through earlier. We've got more rounds that want to spark again this afternoon and continue in the night. So some of those could still be strong, some heavy rainfall, some gusty winds, maybe some smaller hail is possible, nothing severe hail-wise. But then as we go into tomorrow, we've got a few spotty showers that want to sprinkle in on occasion as the winds start to shift and wrap around from the system departing. And then we should start to dry out by Wednesday. We look extremely dry Thursday, Friday, and even into the end of the month, too. So lots of sunshine on the way. High temperatures are hovering right around 70 this week, but by the time we hit Friday, we're going to be nearing 80. So a gorgeous weekend after a bummer, this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Looking forward to that. I want to, we respect and appreciate your time, Brittany. Love hanging out with you on many levels. I did not hear a word of that. I'm so sorry. It's National Ice Cream Cone Day, and I was going to ask Brittany what her favorite ice cream cone was, but then I started thinking about what my favorite one was, and I didn't have an answer.
It's distracting.
It is a little bit distracting, and I was listening, Brittany. I kid. Do you have a favorite type of ice cream cone?
I'm going to go really basic and just do the swirl, chocolate vanilla.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
It's
good.
A classic.
Stay
for
with
a
the
reason.
Classics.
Yep, it works. Mm-hmm. That works, and it sounds really good right now.
Yeah.
We appreciate you, Britt. You have a great morning.
You too. Thanks.
And happy fall equinox.
Yes. The autumnal equinox, yes.
Joins us every morning right in this time slot. The best in the business right there, Brittany Merlot. We appreciate her and appreciate all of you. We got a lot to get to this morning. We will be talking about National Ice Cream Cone Day.
Yeah.
And what our favorite one is. We have the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. Are we doing the seasons wrong? We will discuss.
Probably.
Finally, the question can be answered.
The annual Toy Hall of Fame has their finalists named.
Yeah.
We got to discuss those.
Love it.
At the top of the 10 o'clock hour, you know what that means on a Monday. It is the Kitchens Open with our friends at the Hotel Mead and Beth Habhacker. We're looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Have some entertainment news to throw in there as well. And before we wrap up, we'll also be getting into a couple of other wood ones, like, oh, what's the top things we will show up early for? That is coming up for you as well. All of that said, the real headliner here, the big one we got to get to right now. We have this fun thing going on. It's our Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest going on. Want to say a big shout out to our friends at Rapids Transmission and so many of the great members of Civic Media putting this together. We appreciate so many people. This is your daily chance to win gold jewelry or $200 cash at the given hours. And we'll give you Media word to text to us through the Key Civic Media app. Mm-hmm. I want to remind everybody, if you're new to the app or to these games or anything, let us know where you're from. Let us know. You know,
please,
we love
yes.
hearing that stuff.
We love that, yes.
Let us know where you're listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
All of that, and if you are a finalist, you win something, mm-hmm. you will automatically be in the running for our big grand prize, Green Bay versus Minnesota in November football. These teams could be 0-80 and it wouldn't matter. mm-hmm. I could be out there playing QB for one of them and it wouldn't matter.
That's
it is
true.
A rivalry
Never does.
Game
Never
and
does.
It's going to be a lot of fun. You'll have a chance at the top of the 7, 9, 11 o'clock hours, and then in the afternoon, the 1, 3, and 5, and 7 o'clock hours. You just listen for that keyword to text to us through the Civic Media app.
7 chances every day. That's amazing.
Cool.
Yeah.
That is really cool. Also, you might have noticed that one of the times he mentioned was 9 a.m. Your keyword for today is coin.
Yeah.
C-O-I-N, coin. Just coin. Open up your Civic Media app and text in the word coin for your chance at all of those fabulous prizes James described a minute ago that I will not describe again.
Get it to us, everybody. We appreciate you playing along. Mm-hmm. We're rooting for all of our local winners, our locals around here.
Right. Oh, we want a local winner so bad, guys.
We want you over on this. We're looking forward to it, everybody. Get in on the winning. We'll get that word out to you a couple of times this hour. Be listening
keep
for it.
Coming, everyone. Keep I'm looking coming. At there's a whole bunch of people. Just come on, let's keep it going.
Text us that keyword. Coin.
C-O-I-N, coin.
Maybe get yourself some coin. See what I did? No. Let's talk ice cream cones. Let's go ahead and
let's do it right now
because ordering ice cream in the thick of summer as a busy ice cream shop can be fun, can be exciting, especially mm-hmm. if it's your first ice cream of the year. I personally don't also love this time of year where for me, I don't know about you guys, and I may inherit this from my mom and dad, eating ice cream at night. And having it at night. This time of year.
It's the perfect bedtime snack. I'm sorry.
All right. Yeah. I don't need a ton, but I have a little bit.
No, you want a little something comforting, right?
Yeah.
You know.
If I want a little heartburn, I'll do it.
Okay.
I'm sorry that's what ice cream does to you, Seth. That's not right.
It's not fun, but yes.
That's not right. I mean, I use dairy-free ice cream.
Maybe I should try that. I don't know.
Yeah. There's a lot now that they sell in dairy-free
that's
ice
true.
Creams nowadays. Like the whole, there's like Ben and Jerry. Non-dairy lines like you get it's out there.
I guess I didn't know that. Wow.
I don't know where she started it. You got to look into that, man. There's a lot of good ones and they mm-hmm. taste really good too.
Genuinely.
I don't know where this started, but years ago before the pandemic, my mom started doing this thing at night and every once in a while she'll offer my dad and I a bowl where she'll take a thing of Oreos.
Okay.
And she puts it in a bag, and then she literally grabs like a cleaver, like a hammer, and not a cleaver, like one of the, like a meat hammer, and just beats the living daylights out of them. Puts the
old meat mallet
in a bunch of vanilla ice cream, and mixes it up, and we eat it. I don't know. I'm pretty sure now that I'm saying it out loud, I'm pretty sure that this all stems from her just getting to smash something.
That's part of it. Yeah,
getting some aggression out. Yeah, it's not a bad thing either.
But
it's therapy.
There is something like this combination has been done a billion times. There's mm-hmm. nothing new about it, but there's something about her doing it that it is incredible. It tastes great and everything.
Sure.
But there's no cone, and that's the only thing I don't like about it.
You're
love ice cream with a cone.
Okay.
Yeah, and this
are you a waffle cone or
we're gonna find out. We're gonna find out what you guys are too, and all
Very
of our
good.
Audience out there.
Right.
So everyone gets distracted by all the flavors that when it comes to ice cream. But what about the cone? Today is National Ice Cream Cone Day, and a while back, a poll asked 6,500 American adults, pretty good number,
mm-hmm.
At what they like their ice cream served in. So let's get your guys' votes on these first, and we want the audience participation as always. You have the morning show play and home version, that Civic Media app we were just talking about, mm-hmm. where we're going to, we're holding this keyword coin. We're not going to throw out the word coin too often because we want people to be able to play and win, but we want to make this competitive.
Right.
So we'll be selective about how many times we say coin, the keyword to text to us this hour. I think that's a fair way to do this. Thank you, Laura, just in case. So that app, you can go ahead and text us your favorite type of cone. We'd love to hear from you guys out there. Do you two have a favorite? Laura, do you have a go-to?
I like cones. They're fine. I like crunchy texture. That's fine. But at the end of the day, I want to eat my ice cream out of a spoon, and I'm sorry about that.
No, right on.
I directly from the pint, preferably, if we're being real.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, it's
not going to mess with bowls or anything like that.
Why dirty a dish? I don't have a dishwasher, do you?
Yeah, it's called me. I you could use a spoon with a cone. You could still do that if you
could
wanted
to. Yes.
Yes, you could.
Does it sound messier than just eating it straight out of a pint? Well, yes.
In general, it's messier to eat with a cone, just on general principle.
That's why I'm a spoon person.
I do have a favorite cone. I like plain. I just like the standard
classic cake type one. Cone.
The sugar cones and the waffle cones are just too sweet. I think you need, after the sweetness of the ice cream, you need a little, a little aperitif, if you will, to get to kind of balance it out. So I like the regular one.
Those are good choices. Those are great.
Or any baseball helmet.
Yes.
That is also a fantastic way to eat ice cream as well.
All right, I'll allow it.
Nope. That was exactly where I was going to go. Like, that is my favorite way to get ice cream is in a baseball, because you get the container afterwards.
You do. You get to keep the little cap.
For a decade, I hung on to like a couple of those I had and everything. Mm-hmm. I don't know whatever happened.
I cannot tell you how many rafters... Those that I have at home.
So great. I love it.
My kids, right?
Never gets old. It never gets old. Let's find out from a listener and see what maybe their favorite cone is. Good morning. You're on the show.
I'm just like Laura. I take it right out of the container.
Right on. No messing around. No middleman. None of this stuff. Not messing around.
Nobody else to share it with, so I don't care about germs.
That's right, No worries there at all.
And if you have someone to share it with at some point, they can have their own pint. Keep it to yourself.
There you go. Yeah.
That's why I brought two. Here's one for you.
Exactly.
There you go.
Always
Can I say one thing about your weather?
Sure.
It's overcast today. In the 35 months I was in Hawaii, I don't think we have 3 or 4 days like this.
Wow.
Yep. Almost sunny.
Yeah,
gosh. Rained a lot, but turned sunny.
But it did turn sunny. That's true.
I got to check it out. It's the one place. Thank you for the call, sir. We always appreciate you. Have a great morning. Love your feedback.
Thank you.
That's the one place my papa told me I have to visit Hawaii.
Something special about it.
Loved a lot of the world, but just as far as like places he would ramble about, that was the one place. Thank you for that, sir. We always love hearing from you.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say for me, a waffle cone is the go-to.
Okay.
Sure.
But I like the crunch and the flavor of the waffle.
Sure.
It's bigger. I can fit more ice cream in it. What it comes down to. I get more bang for my buck.
Okay, but then the question is, do you prefer soft serve with your cone, or do you like a scoop of ice cream? Because the textures are different. That's a conversation.
They're very, very different, yes.
And do you like stuff in it?
On
a cone.
Well, that makes it even, like you said, then the mess goes up, right?
Give me a pint.
I have found that in my older age, I think I've mentioned this before, I don't eat a lot of ice cream because I found out I don't like my mouth being cold.
Uh-huh.
That's just part of it. I mean, I will eat it occasionally kind of thing. But when I do, for me, it's definitely soft serve at this point because the great flavors with the the regular hard ice cream is great. I love those, but it's just because you have to kind of bite.
You have to chew it.
I know, and I can't handle it.
I'm 100% with you on this. I would like to take this moment to thank the Sensodyne toothpastes out there that have saved me on so many levels.
Sure.
Thank you to all of them. Looking at this survey.
This show is not sponsored by
not at all. We'll take them if they want them. 32% want a waffle cone, 16% want a sugar cone, and only 8% prefer cake cones. 33% pass up the cones altogether to get a cup, and another 2% want, quote, something else. Maybe a specialty cone, or like we were talking about the baseball caps or something like
that. There you go, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cake cones are those flaky, crispy ones with a flat bottom.
Yep.
Sugar cones are more sturdy with a pointy bottom. Waffle cones have the wider top. So just in case anybody wasn't sure, some of those breakdowns there.
I have to put a caveat on my cone thing here. Because are going to get like a drumstick, the pre-wrapped cones that you get frozen in a container.
Yes.
Those are great because at the bottom, there was always a thing of chocolate at the bottom. And
that's
that was awesome.
That's the best part of that whole cone to me.
Yeah.
When I remember bringing this up with Carl, and we were talking about, I think, National Ice Cream Day or something like that. And drumsticks are my favorite type of ice cream. It's my favorite way to have it and everything. Right. I feel like I get all of my favorite things together in that. But I could have the greatest ice cream ever, my own combination. And it's that chocolate at the bottom that I'm really eating for.
I'm telling you.
And I bring this up with Carl thinking I'm the only person in the world that does this, that looks forward to this. And Carl's looking at me like, yeah, man, that's all
the whole
of us.
Bit.
That's like everybody.
They sell like bags of the bottom of the cone now. You can buy that. Like a bag of like the bottom of the cone filled with chocolate at the grocery store.
I don't know if it's the same if you don't work for it.
I'd eat them still.
But it's delicious.
I'm sure it is.
They're great. Yeah.
But getting to it was part of it. You know, it's like saving
a pint and then
that
toss the chocolate covered bottom of the cone.
The ice that you would eat, and there was a gumball at the bottom. The hardest thing, and it was the hardest thing in the universe. Yes. Like there are buildings that are not as strong as that gum was.
Yeah,
but I loved it.
It's building material.
It hurts my jaw to think about.
It brings back some. Yes, definitely. We want to know your favorite cone. Go ahead and let us know through the Civic Media app or call on up. And remember, that app is handy because we're going to be giving you those Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contests words. Be listening for those, everybody. What was that word again, Laura? What was
coin. C-O-I-N, coin.
That's what it was.
It's lost all meaning now.
Coin.
text us that keyword in the hour here, everybody, and good luck to you all. We'll come back and have some more fun with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on The Morning Show at WFHR.
It's a celebration.
Mm-hmm. Got to get that in there. Have to get in there. It's time, everybody, for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and talk about our great friends over at El Cafe. Mm-hmm. We encourage you to treat yourself tomorrow when they open their doors at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Mm-hmm. While they're off today, you are not. You got to get your menus lined up. You got to figure out what you want for breakfast tomorrow.
Yeah, got to do it, man.
Check out some of those great specials that they have lined up. You can find those at their Facebook page. Head on over there, everybody, and check out maybe those homemade pies. Mm-hmm. There's some good ones on there, but I see Death by Chocolate. That's all I see.
It's like in bold letters, right there.
Yeah, it really is. In my head, it is, at least. You guys are not seeing the same print I am, I don't think, because all I see is Death by Chocolate, Death by Chocolate. Would you like some Death by Chocolate? It's all there for you. And you can have the flavor that you like over at El Cafe. Buy local, support local. When they open their doors tomorrow, meet them there at 221 Market Avenue, our good friends over at El Cafe. Mm-hmm. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. You can email us info@WFHR.com, direct message us on our Facebook pages, or you can call on up.
715-424-1300 would be the number to call up.
I was hoping you'd jump in. Nicely done.
You're welcome.
That's yours now.
Unless you don't want to talk to us, you can call Pam at 715-424-2600.
No.
She's usually kinder and isn't live on the radio.
Thank you for that, Laura. Appreciate
either,
it.
Either number will work. Yeah, it'll work.
And since this is your first official show with us and everything, Laura, in this position and everything, we appreciate you being here.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to put you to work.
Okay.
I need a one or a two.
Two.
All right.
An old pro already. Not bad.
Right out the gate. Didn't stumble. Didn't give me a letter. Yeah. Nothing. Like a Q.
17.
It's a good attempt, Laura. Thank you for that. First up, want to wish a very happy birthday to my main man, Mason Maloff.
Happy birthday, Mason.
Happy birthday, Mason.
My first nephew, the kid that made me an uncle. Man, I'm so happy to be talking about this kid. I love Mason. He is one of my favorite human beings on the planet. Mason is not only incredibly intelligent and a very fun athlete and doing things in the athletic world and stuff, but just one of the greater minds and greater hearts I have come across. Enjoy your day, Mason, and thank you for... I should also thank him. So for a while there, I didn't know parents were doing this. I found out late that the theme birthday parties.
Oh, okay.
You know, I didn't know about that. My kids weren't around for those things. Mason was having a superhero birthday party.
Nice.
And where everybody, my mom, my dad, Nick, Jill, everybody had to dress up as superheroes. But Nick called me and he wanted to talk to me specifically because, Uncle James, I need you to be the Joker.
Yeah,
and he was going to be Batman, and so we just I will probably never get to play the Joker, but I did once. I got to play it once, and it's
got it, man.
My main man Mason cast me, and I appreciate that. And
excellent.
More importantly, just a great kid. Nick, Kim, be talking to you later. Mason, enjoy your day. And we take a look at our local birthdays. We wish a happy birthday to Jane Wilson.
Happy birthday, Jane.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy the day, Jane. Hope it's a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we wish a very happy anniversary to our qualifiers, Joel and Nikki Emery.
Oh,
happy anniversary, Joel and Nikki.
Congratulations to you.
Yeah, congrats, you too. We wish you a fantastic one. Enjoy your day. Who do you share your birthdays and anniversaries with? Well, Tom Felton is 38.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Draco Malfoy in the Harry Potter
movies.
Right.
I knew that name was familiar.
He's gotten a little bit of work here and there since then as well.
He does a lot of activism now.
Cool. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Let's
that
see.
That's got to be weird. I'm sorry. If you're known for playing like a kind of a villain or something like that, you go to like, I am here to collect money for the orphans or whatever. They're like, what? What are you going to do with them?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with those orphans, huh? I see what I see through you. I know what you're doing.
Okay, Draco.
Yeah, right.
I, you know, with all the overthinking I do about acting in the acting game, I focus so much on other things. I had never thought about that. You're so right about it. Immediately ran through my head all these like former guys that played, like were famous for playing villains. Don't even really act anymore.
God, okay, but
you see them involved in causes.
Okay,
you're right.
But a bunch of like villain actors together, they should form a union and it should be villains for change.
Yeah, right.
Villains for progress.
Yeah, there you go.
It's also a great, it's like the, one of the last like comic book angles too. Like they, like at the end,
Done that step yet.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, like, that's where they haven't gone.
All the bad guys go good and none of the good guys believe it. Yeah, like, they're just following him around, keeping an eye on him. Lex Luthor's just giving, like donating to foster homes and stuff.
Listen here, Batman. You didn't want to kill me. You wanted me to learn from this.
I learned.
I don't know what to do with my knights now.
Yeah, exactly. Batman would be ruined. He'd be ruined.
I'm thinking of picking up pottery. Bonnie Hunt is 64.
Oh, wonderful Bonnie Hunt.
Love Bonnie Hunt. Sarah Whittle in Jumanji. She was, of course, the voice of Sally in Cars. She was in Jerry Maguire and a bunch of other things. Mm-hmm. Bonnie Hunt's just had an amazingly wonderful career.
Yep.
She's cool.
I see her in something and I get excited.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that that she ever really got a lot of the bigger roles that I think she might have deserved, but I think that she's had such an almost perfect career in many ways. Mm-hmm. You know, she's a good one. Joan Jett is 67.
Oh, yeah.
Still rocking.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer that is still touring, still going out there and playing Crimson Clover or I Hate Myself for Loving You or, of course, I Love Rock and Roll. Bad Reputation's a good one. That's like Bad Reputation.
Yeah. I like Joan Jett a lot.
Mm-hmm. She's great. They're real good. And a game changer. Mm-hmm. You know, a game changer.
In a lot of ways.
Yep.
I don't know. I tell you what my favorite voices are all the time. But if you told me what's the greatest voice you've ever heard, I don't know. But I know one of the names I would think of is Andre Bocelli.
Oh, sure.
67 today for the incredibly operatic singer. Of course, blind operatic singer. He's been blind since he was 17. He was raised on a farm and expected to opera as a child simply because it calmed him down.
Wow.
He was I relate to Mr. Botticelli in many ways because he was quite a knucklehead as a kid. It wasn't until he found opera and they found that they could not put this more lightly that it calmed him down.
Mm-hmm.
Without opera, he goes on, regardless of being blind, to probably be a whole different person.
Right.
He's a bit of a rebel in the opera world at a lot of those things, which means that he stands out this little bit.
Yeah, right. Like, it's opera. Seriously,
but opera singers are not traditionally supposed to play with rock stars and things like this, and this is something Botticelli.
They tend not to,
it's a match made in heaven. As someone who really likes rock music, I think it stands up so well.
Well, maybe some of this has changed, because a lot of this is being taught to me by my Nana when I'm a kid, but she just loved the three tenors so much, and for her, one of the things that I think she liked about it was they weren't supposed to do that. Like, those guys were not supposed to sing together. That's against opera faux pas and a lot of those things, so I don't know. He's a great one, though. Happy 67th to him. Mm-hmm. David Coverdale is 74. Deep Purple, Whitesnake singer.
Yeah.
Had a solo career a bit, too. Yeah.
Solid head of hair.
Yes.
Well, if we're judging by heads of hair, well, then, come on.
It's worth mentioning.
It is.
Tony Basil is 82. Of course, with the 82 big hit in Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
She started out as an actor and a dancer.
Yeah, choreographer.
And a choreographer.
Yep.
She's still
a well-known choreographer.
Bad movies that I've seen her in when she was in like late 60s when she was a youngster. Oh, my goodness.
You know, it's a shame. I feel like every time I love listening to how the video was made or some of those things and stuff. And whenever it's those 80s videos and they interview her or they interview the Walking on Sunshine band.
Katrina and the Waves.
Them and stuff. Every one of them, it was horrible. horrible. It was horrible. It was a horrible experience. It was all the, and I feel so bad. I was like, yeah. They're so happy in these videos. They do such, they did, she did a good job in the music video.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And man, you could not get away from that song.
No, you can't.
If you were alive in 1982, you know that song. Yeah. I have a hard time believing anybody on the in the universe didn't hear that song.
You couldn't escape that song until roughly 1988.
Yeah. And as soon as the beat starts at the very beginning, boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Right.
You know exactly what song it is. Yeah.
Right.
How has Disney never like just clamped that song? Like,
oh,
just,
they, just, who knows?
That's a good question.
Honestly, had to them, right? I think they tried to sue her too. And
probably, yeah.
If I remember right, she had to say, no, really, I'm not talking about a mouse.
We're not talking about that, Mickey.
There are other Mickeys out there.
We need you to change it to Nikki. If you could just change it to Nikki, that'd save a lot of our no, it didn't work. And as far as people no longer with us, the great Tommy Lasorda, born on this day in 1927, not only retired Dodgers manager, but one of the first early like guys that I think a lot of us remember as being popular in sports and also selling stuff.
Yeah.
Slim Fast.
Yeah. That's what he was most known for. Oof. And I love Tommy. He was so much fun. Part of his personality. He was such a big personality and all that kind of stuff. And we forget he was a really good manager too.
Yes,
he managed the Dodgers for 20 years, and he took him to won a couple of World Series, took him to the postseason a whole bunch of times. He was really good.
There's a handful of people like that that kind of we almost cartoonize them.
Yeah.
And forget their greatness.
Right.
There's a handful of especially athletes like that we do that with. Tommy is way up there on that list.
Absolutely.
There is something about hearing just an old Italian talk that is always going to be nostalgic to me. So I love Tommy Lasorda. Those commercials are great, man. Yeah. I guarantee you, like, one take.
The way
one take.
His point. Yes. He would do it all the time, too. He'd be like this kind of thing. It's great.
Good stuff. Good stuff going to be happening over at El Cafe tomorrow when they open their doors. We wish them a great Monday and wish all of you a good one. And thanks, everybody, for getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. Really appreciate that. Laura, Seth, and James will be back with more fun coming up. Are we doing the seasons wrong? We will discuss coming up. Morning Show. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown. We got Laura, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a great morning out there. Happy Monday to you all.
Mm-hmm.
Let us dive into this one. And I had to take a breath beforehand because I think this is going to be a bigger topic than I realized until I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, dear.
Today is the first day of fall, but hasn't it actually been fall for like 2 weeks?
I mean, kind of.
A story is going viral online where a guy is claiming that fall started weeks ago. He said the seasons are all wrong. He has proposed we redate all four seasons,
okay.
And he has a breakdown for it. We'll get your feedback on that real quick after we go through these.
Mm.
And I would love to have had Brittany along for this one.
I know, that'd be cool to see what she says, yeah.
So here is his new breakdown, if you will, and I'm saying all of this in quotation marks. Almost everything I'm saying is in quotation marks.
I think that is incredibly necessary.
Let's just keep that in mind in this audio medium.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Number one. Spring should start as soon as daylight savings kicks in. Next year, it's March 8th. The extra sunlight means you've started spring. Regardless of how cold it still is, the spring ends the first day is hot. Then, summer.
Okay.
Summer starts around June 1st and stops on August 31st, mostly because the never-ending plague of summer is irksome, so we should shorten it a bit.
Oh, whoa. For the love of Pete.
Wow, he's a very anti-summer. Wow.
Then, third, once September hits, it's fall. Even if it's 95 degrees, if leaves are falling, the NFL is on TV, and your kids are back at school, it's fall. The whole waiting till September 22nd thing
gave away the whole thing.
And then winter begins on Black Friday. It's already bleak outside. Bing Crosby's played on your radio, and you're setting up your Christmas tree. Fall doesn't end on December 22nd. It ends on Thanksgiving. Of course, if you live somewhere like Santa Barbara, this isn't for you, as you have no idea what seasons are. If you live in the Northeast, all those dates would change. If it would be a 7-month winter, 1 week for fall, 1 week for spring, and the rest for summer. The seasons are based on the equinox and solstice and all that. But we want to hear what you think. I'm going to turn my mic off and just get out of Laura's way.
Okay, so like the fact, okay, so he's the premise that he started with was the weather's whack, y'all. Everything's out. We got to fix it and make it tailored to the weather.
And he definitely said y'all in there.
A couple of things about the weather. One, climate change. So it's going to be out of whack, y'all. And two, weather is, it changes. Weather changes all the time. Weather is going to keep changing, and it's not going to stop changing if you shift your calendar. This is dumb. Continue to follow the solstice and the moon and the sun, because it's not, they're not moving.
Well, that's the thing. He's basing it on what we do.
So
it has nothing to do with what is it's like, and it would continue to change as, you know, we change and we do different things. It's like, no, the seasons must be based on what humanity does.
Right. No, he's saying the seasons need to reflect the way that we decorate seasonally, not the other way around.
Right. Yeah. He's just doing a flip, saying that why doesn't nature follow us? Because we know everything and we're perfect.
Because we're not the center of the universe.
What? We're not?
Oh. I know. It would have gotten me kicked out of the Catholic Church decades ago. But nowadays, pretty common belief.
I think it's kind of cool about the equinox, the solstice, these things. For one, how long we've been celebrating as human beings and all that. I think it's really cool when you look back at that. And I've always thought it was really cool that we kind of... I don't know how a proper way to put this, but we tip our hat to the these times, and that they don't really, while they do have to do with weather, they don't. It's more about just the time of the year and some of those things.
Where's the Earth in position to things also out in outer space, right?
And I don't know if other people do this or not, but most of the time, especially this particular one, the fall equinox, it makes me think of the history of this and how long we've known this and how cool that is. Like that we didn't always know how big the universe was, or that we had a galaxy inside, you know, all these different things, but we've known these kind of things for so long.
Oh my gosh, millennia.
And there needs to be, we've normalized so much about human beings and what we've discovered on our own. We did not have a playbook for any of this, everybody.
Nope. Right.
I think it's a credit to humanity in many ways when we celebrate these things and stuff.
Right.
And not about us at the same time. Mm-hmm. So, no, I don't agree with any of this. And that's not just because you said 1 week of fall.
Okay.
although you would lose me on anything that says 1 week of fall.
Right. Exactly. 100%.
I love fall. I love autumn.
Okay. So where was he from again? I forgot.
It did say that he was, it looks like he's out west.
So he's American.
Yes.
Of course he is.
Yes. Of course he is.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
This is the kind of things that we love to do. By the way, I do have one argument with you, James, about learning it on our own. You're completely negating the aliens that came and taught us everything. So you left them out.
How
I don't know.
How dare you?
I mean, I would like to apologize to all those aliens listening out there.
The ancient
ham
astronauts, man.
However, any
they
aliens,
do ham radios that they use.
Any aliens that are listening, if you would like to offer us any coin, C-O-I-N, coin, we might take even your advertising.
Price is right.
Text us through the Civic Media app. Everybody get in on that. Go for the green or gold text to win multi-state contest word coin.
Coin.
I think that so I understand that one of my most frustrating things to me is, well, why are we still doing it like this? Well, we've always done it that way. Like, that's not a reason.
No.
It's not a reason to do things.
No. Never.
But there are, for everything that, you know, we are adapting or we are looking at and like, hey, we could do that better, or hey, we could do this a little bit more better for everybody and not just one group of people, because it's not just one group of people in this world, no matter where you're listening to us. There are certain things where I feel like we got enough on our plate. You know, we got enough to worry about here. Has anybody checked, have we beaten cancer yet? There's bigger things for us to worry about than I don't know this or you know, trying to some of the things that are going on politically right now, where they're trying to drag our attention away from the things that matter and actually just bring it to things that have really very little to do with your day-to-day lives.
Right.
This reminds me of that. Like, we got this down already. We're good. We got the equinox. We got the solstice. We got bigger fish to fry. Let's go ahead and move on. And like, let's focus. It reminds me of the flat earther thing.
Yes.
I cannot get more. Like, it's the only one. It's the only one that frustrates me. Like, we figured this out. Gravity. We can move on as a society.
Right.
Magic. It's magic.
That would be a better answer than some of these.
It's the universe object that they're creating.
Ugh. How great would it be in 2025 if all of a sudden we get our greatest, and I don't know who this would be, the most respected minds, everybody universally is good with and everything. Bill Nye, maybe. I mean, not even Bill Nye anymore, but somebody like that or something comes out and says, turns out magic's real. We had no idea, everybody, but this whole time, magic's real.
As far as I'm concerned, radio is magic. I don't know how this works.
Right.
Well, that's what they say. Any technology that we don't understand is like magic.
I don't see radio waves. I just hear them. They're magic.
I almost guarantee you that if it turned out that it was real, you would have like half the people. It would take decades for people to actually believe that it was like, sure. There'd be a good group of people I don't know. Like, no, look, I cast a spell.
Gentleman is, I think he's just a little off on what he should be focusing on, really, because it's not the seasons. It's the calendar that's a problem.
Mm.
That is what we have to rework. And I'm all behind reworking the calendar to make it more logical.
Okay.
We can do this. I know we can do it. Let's redo the calendar. Hey, everyone on board, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See?
I would hear universal. An argument for it.
Yeah. Telling you.
I really,
it's all
the months should be the same days, number of days and that kind of thing, 4 weeks or however you want to do it. If you have extra days, you can make them special, right?
Right.
You have special days. And what's wrong with that? I can make them fun.
It's all man-made anyway. Why
it is, exactly.
I think, and it's a great point. I think with most things I have a feeling or an opinion on, and it's weird for me when I don't, when I'm just sitting back and listening. When you mentioned that, Seth, I guess I've never really thought much about this. Like, I'm good with it. I'll vote either way. I'm kind of all right with this one. I'm Switzerland on this topic of redoing the calendar, and I couldn't figure out why with this particular topic would I be. Because I've grown up with multiple calendars my whole life.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep. As I get ready to celebrate Rosh Hashanah.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Our Jewish New Year, or as we like to look at it in our house, the birthday of the world. This is the beginning on the Jewish calendar of the new year and those things. But from a lot of people, especially Gentiles out there, I completely understand this time of year is also where I get, and I love every single human being that has ever done this my whole life. But this is the person that knows this because of their calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're not sure when they should say Happy New Year to me or Happy Rosh Hashanah to me. They don't know if they should do it today or tomorrow or that. And they're unsure. And I love it because it means they care.
It also has
got to be very confusing for them.
I did this last year.
This part, I do actually hear you on. Like, I think that the calendar should maybe put in there, you know, Rosh Hashanah at sundown or something like that. So people have a little bit more understanding of it. But I've grown up with multiple calendars my whole life, so I guess I've never really thought much about the calendar itself. But I could see people like wanting to redo it a little bit. I could see, you know, maybe tinkering with it a little.
I think you could make it fit within the equinox calendar that the season is already kept by in a better way, and we would all be better for it.
How would you redo the calendar, everybody? We also want your favorite cone. Let us know what your favorite ice cream cone is. And, of course, pull out that Civic Media app and text us that keyword.
I just realized it's been like 1,700 years since we need to update the calendar. It's been 1,700 years. You know,
C-O-I-N,
I mean, come on.
C-O-I-N, coin.
We will be back with more show.
Up in the morning and out to school.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Laura, Seth, James here with you. Thank you so much for being here with us. We'll get into a bunch of fun stuff in the 10 o'clock hour. We, of course, got the kitchens open to kick things off. Beth will join us. Big shout out to our friends at the Hotel Mead for that. Mm-hmm. A little bit of entertainment news we'll be diving into as well. And before we wrap up the show, got a good one here about the top things we'll show up early for. What are they? We'll get into that coming up. We'll also get into our schedule and some good stories of the day, some great events going on in our area as well. But as a information place, we like to cover big topics. And every year we cover the National Toy Hall of Fame. And they have really revealed their 12 finalists for its 2025 class.
All right. Big news.
The finalists this year are the board games, Battleship, Catan. Am I saying that right? Catan?
Catan,
yep.
Yep.
Okay. Settlers of Catan.
Trivial Pursuit, Connect Four, Cornhole, Furbies, the scooter, slime, snow, and the spirograph, a Star Wars lightsaber, and Tickle Me Elmo.
It's a lot of classics.
Yeah.
Man, every year this is one of the most competitive things I see, period. Like the Heisman Trophy race and this. Like these are two of the most competitive races. It really is. I mean,
it's shared culture part of it because so many, we remember all of these things. Even if we didn't have like a Tickle Me Elmo, we remember how big it was when it came out, right? How popular and everyone wanted it, that kind of thing. Did you say snow?
Snow. Yeah, just snow.
Snow?
I love
it. Like the atmospheric discharge?
Yep, just snow.
But, I mean,
at least as far as I'm seeing from the article here.
They're not wrong, though.
Well?
Playing in the snow, one of the greatest things when you're a kid. You know, as an adult, you hate it.
As an adult, it sucks. Because, listen, it's because they overcharge for adult jumpers, like snow pants.
Snowmobile suits, man. They're
too expensive for adults.
It gets even more crazy when you think about only three toys get in every year.
That's right.
I don't know why they... I do think they limit it because it would be insane, you know, to try to get even more. Four. Even one extra one would be a bit much. And it keeps it relevant.
I'm telling you.
It keeps it interesting. Mm-hmm. It really is. There are a lot of Hall of Fames I have not been to that I want to. There are a lot that I've been to that I really enjoy. I'm a sucker for these. I'm a sucker for museums and especially Hall of Fames.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's the Tumbleweed Hall of Fame. I'll check it out. I think I'll find something interesting about it. Mm-hmm. The Toy Hall of Fame is obviously one of my favorite things, and I think this is just awesome. I think you can make an argument it might be the best one. Like the best.
Where is it?
It's at museumofplay.org. It's a website
The museum itself, I believe, is in Rochester, New York.
Yeah. Okay.
The Strong's Museum of Play, I believe, is what it's called.
That's what I wanted to know.
I have actually looked up the traveling distance and things like that. That was a long time ago I did. But yeah, it was like pre-pandemic I looked that up.
It's just an hour or two actually from Cooperstown. Where the Baseball Hall of Fame is. So, I mean, you could do a nice trip there.
Just going to throw that in there.
I mean, I'm telling you. That's right.
Why not? Let's play two. I'll land both. The winners will be voted on by toy industry experts plus public voting at museumofplay.org. You can go there right now and get your vote in if you'd like, museumofplay.org. Throughout the next week, the inductees will be announced in November. Battleship, Slime, and Connect 4 were all nominated 2 years ago, but they did not make the cut. The three toys that got inducted last year were My Little Pony, Transformers, and the card game Phase 10.
Okay.
I remember that,
which I thought was a bit of an upset, the Phase 10 thing, just because of the
more recent,
the things that they have on there. So we've got to get our vote in. You can vote once a day, everybody.
Okay.
Remember that. Now, this is a democracy, so I'm not just going to go ahead and vote the Star Wars lightsaber like I want to.
What is the website? Toyhalloffame.org?
It is museumofplay.org.
Museum of Play.
Museumofplay.org. Encourage everybody to go there, cast your vote.
The Strong.
Nice. And I don't know. I don't know. Battleship feels like it'd be a good one. I like snow, though. I do like the idea of putting snow in.
I'm never voting for snow. Sorry. That's not going to happen. And yes, I played in snow when I was a kid, just like everyone else. But can't do it.
It's not a toy. It's not a toy.
I feel like Battleship or Trivial Pursuit, I almost want to vote for the older toys more, because I'm worried that they won't get in this finalist group again or anything.
It'll be interesting to see, especially, and I don't know if they release the fan vote against the industry vote. That'd be cool to find out what the people, just people in general are more interested in putting in there.
So. Are we overthinking this? Like a scooter? A scooter feels pretty universal.
Like old school. That's like original, not original toy, but that's been around for a long time in many forms.
Yeah.
So I would think I would vote for scooter.
How would you vote, everybody? 715-424-2600 or call or text us through the Civic Media app.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'd vote for Catan.
Ah, really?
Okay. All right.
Yeah, because it
super
really
popular
is,
for sure.
Yeah, and it was kind of a turning point in tabletop gaming.
In board gaming,
because it was really just, Dungeons and Dragons type stuff or checkers, right? Or like Monopoly.
Yeah.
And so it was Settlers of Catan kind of started a whole other movement.
The strategy
tabletop.
Board game.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that would be my vote just for that.
That makes sense. Okay. The influence. Right. I'm with you.
Got one for Catan. All right, yep. Seth, do you have a vote? Do you have a feeling one way or the other?
Well, he knows he's not voting for snow.
We know that's
what he knows for sure.
That's like the only one that I would consider. But I think I'm going to go with the scooter, actually. I like that one.
Nice.
That's a strong contender.
Cornhole is good, too, because it gets you outside, you know, and then you get to, and it's fun to just, anyone can do it, this kind of thing. But I'm going to go with the scooter for that one.
I do want to say, I'm not going to put my vote towards it, but I do want to send a shout out to the Spirograph.
Yeah,
I feel like we kind of we don't really appreciate enough the Spirograph.
The Spirograph is very cool. I remember doing that as a kid, too. Yeah.
For like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But you made some pretty cool designs.
I have the newest edition of the Spirograph sitting in my basement unused for the last few months. Yeah.
Nice.
Someday you'll get to it.
I'll have a kid that gets into it one time.
Yeah, right. Do you guys remember, I don't know, Laura, if you're old enough, but do you remember when, you know, Furbies came out?
Oh, yes.
And the scare about like the recorded things in which...
God, it was so funny.
I find it so just... laughably hilarious.
Hilarious.
Now that we are surveilled 24/7 and no one seems to care.
Yeah, right. That is hilarious. No, you're 100% right about that.
I was also very cruel to my brother, and I stored my Furby in his closet, and he was deathly afraid of them. So my bad, Dan. My bad.
Again,
why is he afraid of little fuzzy things?
Museumofplay.org.
It's mostly the voice. And the eyes.
It's funny what you said about the Furby. I remember the Tickle Me Elmo and that insanity that and everything.
Yeah.
And I don't remember. I'm positive there have been, but I don't remember since then a toy like that literally made people crazy.
Right.
They literally
I think that was
made
the
a
last
movie
one.
Based on that. I think
I've seen my father after a boxing match getting his tail whooped. I've seen him in a hockey game that he lost. I've seen that man defeated and beaten. I've never seen him coming home from Kmart with a Cabbage Patch doll, the box all broken up and everything, and he won, and he did not look like he won. He did not look like it.
Like there was something in his soul that died when he did that. It just totally died.
Remember the image in my head, and he's never talked about what happened. He's never told us.
We don't talk about the Cabbage Patch Kid.
Text us that keyword coin, everybody, through the Civic Media app
right now.
Get it to us, and of course, be listening again in the 11 o'clock, 1, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock hours for another keyword to text us for this awesome contest to go for the green or gold text to win multi-state contest that we got going on over here. We'll get that other keyword out to you a little bit later. And of course, coming up in the top of the 10 o'clock, we got the kitchens open with Beth and our friends at the Hotel Mean right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.